And David, still holding the Philistine Initiate. Number one is initiate. So David, so when Jonathan saw David, he didn't wait for David to make a move. Jonathan decided, you know what, I'm going to go initiate this friendship. Right? To do it first, sometimes we have to make the first move. That first move can be completely just opening up your heart to somebody else. And I think some of us could be very frustrated because we really wish we had more and very deeper friendships. And our problem may be that we're holding back, waiting for somebody else to initiate with us. I mean, you ever thought about it? Kind of being in a familiar group, or, you know, you feel like you don't know anybody, and it's just kind of a comfortable feeling, right? And what was cool about Jonathan is that he had such a good heart to go out and initiate relationships. And I think for us to really have a good mindset on this, it's first you have to remember who took initiative for us in our relationship with God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. John says, we love because he first loved us.
Yeah.
If God was waiting for us to love him first, he would still be waiting. Wow. He would still be waiting for us to decide to love him first. It was God that had to first initiate with us so that we then can initiate with him. And so we can imitate God in this way. And we can imitate relationships. Initiate, you know, having those friendships, you know, and, you know, what does that look like? What does it look like to initiate, you know? And I think one of the biggest things about friendships is we have to realize that it's not about us.
Yeah.
Friendships is not about us at all. I think in the world, friendships are all about whoever, you know, themselves. Hey, what can I get out of this friendship? Hey, what do I need? Oh, do they have around? Oh, we don't really connect, so therefore, I'm not really going to be your friend. You know, and that's how it is in the world. And we can't be like that. We have to be the ones that, you know what? Like, if you get nothing out of it but friendship, that's the most powerful thing you ever do. Yeah. Where you're not going out of friendship because you need something, but you're going out of friendship because, you know what, I want to meet your needs.
Right.
I want to do something for you.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, that's what Jonathan felt about David. Mm-hmm. You know, he didn't wait for David to initiate. He saw him and he said, you know what, I'm going to make I want you to be my friend. Even if you don't love me back, I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your friend. So when's the last time you initiated and talked to a complete stranger just to meet their needs? When's the last time you saw someone, saw a need and you just met? That means you weren't going to get anything out of it. Just, you know what, I just want to initiate. I just want to be your friend. That's all I want. I want to see you smile. I want to see you just happy and joyful.
Right?
And when we take that initiative, when we take that step, that's what's going to change the world. That's what's going to help people have the friendships that we need. And I also want to talk about building friendships with people that are studying the Bible. You know, I feel like, honestly, I felt convicted because I feel like they're saying I was studying the Bible with people, but like, I'm not really spending time with them. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not really being their friend, being in their lives. And it convicted me a lot. You know what? What I said to myself is like, if we're not building friendships with people to get to know God, you know, it's the same as just kind of printing out the scriptures, giving it to them, and telling them how to just get it.
Come on, Charles.
Because if you're not willing to build a friendship with people, how are you ever going to say God? They're not. But God, you have that love. You know what real love is.
Yeah.
You can show people that. A lot of us are here today because someone initiated us and showed us the love of God. Now we can show that to other people.
Right.
We can inspire them. Because I really believe that this group is the hope for this world. I totally believe that with all my heart. And I want to ask you, are you a friendship builder? You know, do you initiate friendship? Do you go out of your way to really try to build friendship with people? When you're not thinking about yourself, you're trying to meet other people's needs. You know? And I want to walk away from this point is, let's decide today, who is somebody I can initiate? Who is someone I can have a conversation with that will change their lives if I can spend the time with them? And then, so let's be initiators in that way. Point number two. You guys with me?
Yeah.
Let me get a little more. Can I answer some of you guys? Can I answer some of you guys?
Okay.
All right. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. Right? And to actually make a covenant means to express a promise to someone else. It means to express something, express words to someone else, promising something, promising them something. Right? And so what Jonathan did with David is that he promised David that he would be committed to him. He promised them. And it's one thing to care about each other and admire others, but it's totally another thing to promise something. Right? Everyone try to make a promise before?
Yeah.
Yes. What's the fear with making a promise? Like you might break it, right? And to be honest, that happens. That happens. But you know what? We're not looking for perfection in relationships and friendships. We're looking for faithfulness. Mm-hmm. We're looking for, we know we're not going to be perfect all the time, but are you faithful? Mm-hmm. Are you faithful? And I think one way to describe your job with one day is that he used his words to express. You know, not a lot of people say, words is nothing, actions matter more. I get that. That's true. But I think we underestimate the power of words. Mm-hmm. I really truly believe that. In Genesis chapter 1, we're not going to turn there. But this one's going to blow your mind. God uses words to create the world. In the beginning was? Wow. Right? So, God spoke the world into existence. So if you're telling me there's no power in words, try to beat that story. He gives us his heart, and then he gives us his words. He shows us his love for Christ, and he wrote them all down in the Bible. Words change our lives, and that's what we're here today. And I want to look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. You know, this shows the power of the words here. And this is what the Bible commands. It says, do not let any opposing talk come out of your mouth, but only. What is that word again? Only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Right? I love this passage. This passage teaches that we should only use words that are going to build people up.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at what the world said, I think there's a lot of people who think that they're saying things that are encouraging people and they're not. You know, there's people that have jokes that can be very offensive. Told me when Larry Craig showed up at my house, people that you love every day, and you have conversations with them every day, and you try to get out of your way just to have those conversations with people that you care about the most, you know, I feel like it would be life changing for us, you know, and that's something I want to grow myself. You know, I don't have it all together, amen? But I want to inspire us. Let's use words that will change the world, amen? Number three, spiritual. You guys with me still?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Spiritual. We gotta have spiritual relationships, amen? 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 42. 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 42.
Come on, Charles.
Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, for we have sworn friendship with each other in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord is witness between you and me, and between your descendants and my descendants forever.'" Right? So these guys swore their friendship in the name of the Lord. They made their friendship about God. They made their friendship about their relationship with God and their common love for the Lord. You know, they also have a relationship that really called each other higher to be more like Jesus. And I love Proverbs 27, verse 6. I think we're going to talk about a little bit of what stops us from having the spiritual relationships that we should have. That we should strive for. Proverbs 27, verse 6. Verse 1, we're not sharing this scripture on Sundays, okay? I want to take a different angle at it, amen?
Amen.
So it says, Proverbs 27, verse 6. Wounds from a friend can be trusted, but an enemy multiplies this. Right? So it says that when you get a wound, when you get the truth from a friend, it might hurt for a little bit, but you can trust it. Because this is somebody that cares enough about you to tell you the truth. But it says an enemy multiplies this. And one thing I remember for me as a young Christian was, I like to surround myself around people that tell me exactly what I want to hear. Right? I do it all the time, man. I'm like, man, I want to hear about how awesome I am. You know, I want to hear, you know, I have these new shoes. I have some nice shoes on, you know what I'm saying? I got some stains here right now. So don't worry about it. But, those who know Jordan, you know, he's gonna take a shake of the face. But he looked at me and he had a desire. Flattery. Well, do you want people to know what to say? Paul and I are the best person for Jesus that you can be. Amen?
Amen.
So let's think about that. And number four, we're getting close now. Right. Number four is emotions. Friendships need emotional intimacy, okay? As a man being up there, that's not very popular, okay? Men don't really like to get all like in our feelings and stuff. You know, you hear people say, oh, you all in your feelings. I feel like I'm said in the scriptures that emotion and sharing your feelings with people, that is the most powerful thing you ever.
Yes.
And you need to be willing to be vulnerable. Do we have people in our lives that we can be vulnerable with? You can just cry with and share those moments with. Amen? Jesus. see the love of God. So I want to ask you, what relationships have you settled yet? What relationships are you still letting divide you? Because I'm sure if you're saying you're loving God, you gotta have unity in all your relationships. You have to settle the relationships that you do have divided. But we gotta be thinking about that. Because God also said in Matthew that if you don't forgive others, he will not forgive you. We gotta know this is a serious issue. And we can't let Satan get a foothold in the bottom of the church. We need to be united. We need to say, if we love God, we're gonna love people. And we're gonna make every effort to make that happen. And I just want to believe that we have what it takes. We have the relationships. We have everything that it takes to make an effort to see that happen. Are you guys with me?
Yeah.
Amen. And I think another thing that I want to share real quick, and we're getting close to closing out here, is in 2 Samuel 1, verse 11 to 12. I want us to look at this real quick. And I think this is probably one of the realest things. And one of the most realest. I mean, it digs so deep down in my heart that I feel like this is worth, a relationship is worth fighting for. 2 Samuel 1, verse 11 to 12. Let me know what you guys think.
Amen.
Okay, cool. Awesome. It says, then David and all the men with him took off their clothes and tore them. They mourned and wept and fasted till evening for Saul and his son Jonathan, and for the army of the Lord and for the nation of Israel, because they had fallen by the sword. Then David called one of his men and said, go strike him down. So he struck him down, and he died. Okay. So we're going to focus here. You know, David just found out that his best friend was killed. He just found out that his best friend was killed. And he mourned and he wept. And this was so unexpected. I mean, David was having a great time. He was doing so many great things in his life. Things were going really well. I mean, you ever got a friend call one day? You had to find out that one of your family members passed away. Imagine one of the most sad moments of life. One of my best friend was my grandfather.
Wow.
And he passed away 7 years ago. Actually, this Sunday was like 7 years. And he passed away, and he was my best friend. And just like David received the news of losing his best friend, I connected to that myself when I lost my best friend. Because I was waking up, and all I heard was just screaming, and my mom screaming. Because I just found out that my grandfather passed away, and I literally just woke up. I'm excited. Why am I sharing this? Because you don't know when you're going to be with her. And you don't want to regret anything. You don't want to regret anything that you could have done better. You don't want to regret anything. You don't want to regret, man. You know what? I should have fought more for that relationship. I should have fought more. And I should have shown them how much I love them. Man, that is something that's terrible to live with. And I truly believe that we can make memories and we can have friendships that when we walk for the rest of our lives, and when we can remember those people, we can know that we left memories that when we die and go to heaven, we'll be talking about them together. We'll be talking about, man, remember when that happened? Oh, remember when you cried on my shoulder? Oh, remember when you did all those things? You want people to look in your eye and then say, you know, I made it because of you. That's why I was worth fighting for you. But guys, what relationships have you settled? Because they're worth it. And they're gonna get you to heaven. You're getting them because someone invested in you. Mm-hmm. And we can do the same for other people. And so to end this point off, another thing we need to do is we need to make memories. Amen. This is the last point here. We need to make memories, okay? So, guys, I don't know, when you think about the closest people in your life, I'm sure you could be here for hours talking about all the memories you shared together. All the times you went out and did stupid things, you know, all the times you went out and did things you regretted, it was so fun. But we want to build memories as a New Jersey Campus Ministry. You know, we want to build memories where when we look back at the Campus Ministry 10 many battles were won. And I'm sure when Jonathan died, I know David was hurting inside, but I know he was filled with joy because he knew that Jonathan was with God forever. And that's one day, that's one thing we're going to experience. We're going to experience heaven for the first time. And we're going to say, those friendships that we know were worth it. So, let's be like David and Jonathan. Let's initiate friendships. Let's start them. Find someone you can initiate with tonight so that you can start friendships that will last a lifetime. Commit. Express your words. Tell people how much you really care about them. Let your words inspire and lift others up. Be spiritual. Have spiritual relationships. Have spiritual friendships that are based on the relationship and your common love for God. Get emotional.